Thank you.
Okay. Hey, Coach, I want to ask you about O's development. Is Jaren Jackson Jr. and Bam Adebayo two guys you want him to kind of emulate as he continues to grow and develop as a player for you?
Yeah, you know, I think so many good things about his development. First of all, he leads the league in minutes at the center position. So, you know, we've been thin there and have asked a lot of him, and he's responded. I think one of the most obvious things is, you know, the three-point shooting, just his comfort level, and not just making them, but the volume, I think, is really important and helps our team in a lot of different ways. He's, you know, we play through him a lot, you know, particularly when, you know, we haven't, you know, had a pure point guard out there this year. So a lot of people can be playmakers, and he's able to do that too. And to your point about Bam, you know, I think he probably liked that comparison because, but he's pushing. I think he's going to continue to get better. You know, as a 24-year-old, this is his first year starting in the league, maybe 25 now. But as I said, we ask a lot of him, and he's generally undersized relative to some of the matchups that he has on the court. And he doesn't back down from anything. And I think as he continues to, you know, to grow as a player, you know, playing out on the floor defensively is something that I think, you know, he's working on.
And Coach, one more question about playmaking, Nikhil. We had him in Utah. Did you see this arc for him to be able to be this playmaker to make shots at all three levels of the court and make the right reads, get downhill, and make all these good threes he's doing for us as well?
You know, I think there were, you know, that was such an early point in his career, but you could tell that the person, that, you know, how hard he worked, how disciplined he was, what a competitor he was. And in Minnesota, I think he really established himself as a defender, you know, and a knockdown three-point shooter, but particularly from the corners. You know, we've tried to really encourage him to be aggressive shooting, even some contested shots that from three. I think, you know, his confidence propels him like that. So, you know, as far as the playmaking goes, you know, he can get in the lane. He's not your typical playmaker. But as you said, I think he's unselfish and willing to get off the ball when he's guarding.
Hey, Coach, just generally, you're getting a team with a little bit of jet lag. They went over to Europe. What do you think just about every team getting that experience to just culturally grow the game, the NBA game, but also some of these young players that really the only travel they've ever done is, you know, AAU ball?
Yeah, I think it's terrific. You know, it's such – the league is global, and players from all over the world. So playing in Europe, you know, wherever in Europe, whether it be London, Paris, Berlin, you know, there are games everywhere right now. And I think you hear a lot about European players watching the NBA when, you know, before they come over here. And I think more and more, you know, American players and you know, kids, you know, are aware of basketball internationally. You usually see a spike in that during, you know, the World Cup or the Olympics. But, you know, the more the game, you know, expands internationally, I think the better it is for everyone and for the NBA. So teams and players going over there, as you mentioned, whatever, there's lots of benefits, whether they're cultural benefits or just, you know, raised awareness about other parts of this world we live in.
Gotcha. And then kind of blending the cultures, Nikhil, Canadian, you know, CJ Dyson from Australia, and they've also had time with the Pelicans at some point too. Just wanting to turn around this, get some wins under you. Just what does it mean that those three guys have a bit of camaraderie? You know, CJ joining midseason, it's something they can pick up on.
Yeah, well, we're in, you know, anytime you have a trade, we've played without a point guard this season, and we've played without a pure center this season. You know, and so the influx of a guy like CJ that gives us another ball handler and a pick and roll player is really can be valuable to everyone. We're going through, you know, the process of integrating those guys, and we're going to keep grinding on that. I'm really more focused on how we're playing and how we're growing and how we're coming together. You know, and you want to win every game, but to the extent that you anticipate, you know, some rough sailing, anytime your team changes. And you know, we played well last game, and hopefully we'll play well again tonight and play in a way that I think that we can replicate and be successful.
Hey, Coach, from now to the All-Star break is considered the hard part of the NBA season. What do you say to your team to make sure they're focused every night, to bring the energy and effort every night and not take a day off?
Yeah, it's kind of the dog days, right? We've got four guys that are, you know, in, I think in the top 25 in minutes at their positions, and no other team has more than two. So, you know, whether it's physical, or I think to your point, it might even be more mental than anything, especially with younger players. There's more of a possibility that you hit that wall when you haven't been through it before. But I don't know that there's a magic pill with it. You know, it's just a question of continuing to prepare and to grind and be passionate about your craft.
Just to circle back on the absence of a traditional point guard for the most of the season, mm-hmm. just what sort of advantages and looks does Jalen Johnson's playmaking lead create, especially within the lenses that a lot of these teams that go deeper into the playoffs yeah. have that high-level playmaker from the front court?
I think it's a really good point. You know, necessity can be the mother of invention, you know, and Dyson's really evolved into that role, which has been great to see him progress, you know, making plays for other people and handling the ball and guarding that position. So he's really filled that role for us and grown as a player. Jalen, again, he's unique in his ability to pass and handle the ball, particularly in the open court. You know, he's not in a position we're asking him to kind of quote run the team. But there's a lot of things we do where he starts with the ball, and you know, we put him in pick and roll as much as we have any other player. So that's a big key for us. You know, that versatility with a number of players and having multiple playmakers, you know, we feel like is something that's really important for us and try to take advantage of. And Jalen's at the front of that list. Okay.
Thanks, Coach.